I may have a coughing attack, so stay close. Monday.
Why do you think you're going to have a coughing attack?
Because I just had one at the tail end of our show. I don't know if it's dry in here or what, but it's just all of a sudden I got a little tiny tickle in my throat.
I brought a little leprechaun. A giant bucket of pollen. That couldn't be part of it, could it?
Yes, it could.
I don't know why I brought it in today.
Where'd you get it?
Show and tell day. At Pollen Shanty over on Michigan Avenue. They just opened up another location. It's so handy now. It's just four blocks away. It's so easy.
Can I tell you? Oh, go ahead. You can do our intro.
Hi. Go ahead.
That's it?
Yeah, I have a very short intro today.
I just want to know if you know about this baseball field.
What's the baseball field?
There was a baseball field in Connecticut, and it was wet.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to play a game on it. So you know what they did?
Mm-mm. Dried it down?
Well, they tried to dry it. They poured gasoline on it and burnt the infield.
Who thought that was a good idea?
Authorities now say it could cost over $50,000 to repair a baseball field where somebody dumped gasoline and set it on fire to dry out the infield. Police are investigating the incident in which 25 gallons of gasoline were poured on the field on Saturday.
Wendy, I am no chemist.
Nor am I.
Did you? Now, you knew that about me, right? I'd mentioned that in the past.
Yes.
I'm not a chemist. But the last thing I would think would be good for a baseball field would be to pour gasoline on it.
Well, there's video of it. 75 to 100 people watched as it happened. And as they typically rake the sand on the infield while they're raking fire. It's so ridiculous. I don't know who in the world.
It's idiotic.
I hope they get a new grounds person.
Yeah.
Because you'd think they'd prevent that from happening.
I like that somebody thought of it and had to run it past somebody, and somebody went, but gasoline is probably our best bet right now. Let's gasoline the field. What could go wrong with that? Let's do that.
And hazardous waste removal crew today began digging up the contaminated soil. The spill team will transport it off site this week, and then they have to rebuild the whole infield because that is all tainted with, you know, petroleum product that was burned.
Right.
Who would ever think that?
I don't like this at all. This is bad. So obviously the game was canceled, obviously.
Yes.
They kept doing it.
That'd be a very exciting game to watch.
What was the giveaway that day? Were they doing a crowd giveaway? Like super
fire
soakers?
Fire extinguishers. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Nice sound effect,
by the way.
Thank
you. I made that noise myself. All right. So I have to tell you this. A couple of weeks ago, Alexander Zalbin, who comes on with us on Friday, told us about a show that sounded good to me.
Which one was it? Because there was one that I wrote down, too, and I can't remember where I put the note.
It's called Afterlife.
Yes, I think.
With Ricky Gervais.
I think
he brought it up either 2 or 3 weeks ago. So the premise of this show, and I will not give too much away. I will only tell you what the premise is, and that's it. The premise of the show is Ricky Gervais's wife has died unexpectedly. They're relatively young. They're in their either 40s or their early 50s. And how he goes about trying his best to put the pieces of his life back together after his wife and best friend have died, right? It is so hysterically funny and then so unbelievably sad within seconds of each other. And I love that because that's a balancing act that is very hard to pull off. There's other shows that come close. You and I have talked about Baskets many times, about how there's moments of Baskets where you're laughing and laughing and laughing, and then all of a sudden
it's so sad.
It gets really sad. This show may be, in the history of anything I've ever watched, so good at balancing hysterically funny and gut-wrenchingly sad back to back. I'm in awe of it. My wife and I watched 5 episodes over the weekend. And I don't know how long the run goes. I almost don't want to know until it's over. And then I go, oh, man, we're out of episodes. But, boy, is that entertaining.
The Afterlife or just Afterlife?
Just Afterlife.
All right, I'll check that out. But that's life imitating art or art imitating life because, and I've told this story before, that's how things happen in these really sad moments.
Oh, yeah.
At my mom's funeral, I wanted to be a pallbearer because she had carried me my whole life. I wanted to do something back for her.
Yes.
And for some reason, I know I speak for a living. No one asked me to. No one wanted me to. None of us spoke. It was a weird thing. I don't know that I could have gotten through it. So I was a pallbearer, and we were out in front of the church waiting for the casket to be put into the hearse, and there was a giant Cadillac that was backing up and really slamming into the car behind it, and then it would like pull up and hit the car in front of it. This giant Cadillac was trying to get out of a spot,
yeah,
and was not judging very well, and just, you know, bang, bang, and it's like,
wow.
You know, somebody in my family said, who is this a-hole who just keeps banging into cars?
Yes.
And my husband goes, that would be my dad. That would be my dad.
Was it?
And it,
it
was. He was trying to get Aunt Jane's Cadillac out of the procession because she didn't have enough gas to go to the whole procession route.
No.
So he's like, I'll take care of it. I'll move the car. And it was just so funny because really it was some family member. Who's that a-hole? Jim's like, that would be my dad. And it was. And we all laughed so hard. And it was the perfect moment to break that sadness.
Well, you know how usually if you're looking at entertainment, if you're looking at movies, if you're looking at TV shows, books, songs, you name it, everything is pigeonholed. That's a comedy. That's a drama. You know, that's a love story, whatever. So the way real life works is
it's all of the above.
A mixture, you know? And for some reason, when writing those things, it's hard to decipher as you're writing something. Am I going to make this really, really funny? Am I going to make it this? Am I going to make it that? So it's Ricky Gervais, who I think has written every episode. He stars in it, he's written it, and he's directed it. And I know there's people who just don't like him for whatever reason. Are you one of those people?
I don't know why I don't like him. I never watched the original Office or whatever it was called there.
It's The Office.
And I've seen him a few moments of his stand-up on YouTube or what have you, and I've seen him host SNL. I don't know. He rubs me the wrong way.
He's not for everybody. He really isn't. He's,
I want to give him another chance, though, and this sounds like the place to do it.
Please give him another chance with this, because in the first episode, it will sucker you in, because I think for many of us, you put yourself in the place of this guy, which is, if you're lucky enough to have found the person that's not just your husband or wife, but also your best friend and everything in the world. He's explaining to somebody at work one day that he was sleepwalking through work because all he could think about every day at work was getting back to his wife at home. So he goes, I'd come in here and just sleepwalk through the day and just counting the hours until I could get back with Lisa. And you go, yeah, I understand that. You know, there's so much of it that it plays so true because you go, I don't know, I'd be so lost without my wife. I would just be so lost. And it just paints such a perfect picture of it. And then by this, in the same breath, there's so much stuff that happens that you just can't stop laughing because it's
really
so funny. And he, in his character has said, he tells somebody, a friend of his, he goes, I've given up. He goes, I don't have anything to lose anymore. So he goes, I'm just going to be honest and true. If somebody gets in his way, he lets them know that they're in his way. You know, it's a great show. So good.
All right, I got to try that.
But in one of the episodes yesterday, I swear to you, I was laughing so hard, and then the change of pace where I went from laughing to just wiping what was about to be tears out of my eyes was less than a minute.
That's a roller coaster, man. All right, what is it on Netflix?
It's called Afterlife. It's on Netflix. I don't know how many episodes, and my wife told me that she heard that it's a limited run. Like, you know, a lot of times they leave stuff open-ended at the end because they don't know if it's going to get picked up. My wife said she believes they contracted for a certain amount of episodes, and then when it's done, it's done. I don't know that I want that to be the case with the show. I hope that it goes on at least a couple more years.
Well, I have something that you need to watch, and I watched it last night. The first episode is free on YouTube.
Is it Twilight Zone?
Yes.
Oh, I gotta see it.
Bill,
I gotta see
this
it.
One is right up your alley. I'm confused if there was, who's the one, Jordan Peele is doing this.
Right.
As Rod Serling used to introduce the excerpts, he's doing it, and he's a pretty good Rod Serling.
Is he doing an impression of Rod Serling?
No, but he's capturing the essence.
Yeah.
Of that.
Is he smoking during the beginning?
No, that is the one thing he's not doing.
Because Rod Serling,
even though
now people go, what? Rod Serling's openings to many of the maybe all the Twilight Zones and Night Gallery for sure. I think in Night Gallery, I think he had two cigarettes going in Night Gallery.
But you could just see the smoke in the shot.
But as anti-smoking as I am,
it worked.
Somehow it worked. You just go,
it was
that
him.
Guy would be smoking.
He totally would be and did.
Yeah.
But Jordan Peele just did such a good job introducing the episodes. I only saw one, but I'm doing the stupid CBS All Access because I got to watch the
rest.
Let
me know how to do it because I'm going to do it too.
It's just on YouTube. Look it up.
The first one, I know it's on YouTube for free, but to get the rest of the run, you got to get CBS All Access.
Yeah. You can go to cbs.com slash Twilight Zone, and it should tell you how to do it. But we have, it's so funny, our main TV in our family room was, it's a smart TV, but it was a year before the super smart TV.
Yeah.
So for some reason, we can't get the CBS, we can't get new apps on our TV.
Oh.
It came with like... pre-selected apps. I got to look into that and call the little guys and ask them, because
I bet there's a way.
I bet there is too. There has to be.
Yeah.
Because
upgrade it somehow.
Yeah, we couldn't all watch it together. And then I said, you know, let me try and figure this out before I subscribe to
it.
It's really good. The first one's called The Comedian, and I'm thinking as they showed previews of star-studded guests, I think that he's remaking original ones.
What I read was they're not remakes, but they're inspired by some of the earlier stories. All right, so the original Twilight Zone, which everybody kind of, if you're a fan of that genre, you kind of know them inside out by now. Most of them really, really excellent. Some clinkers along the way.
There were some clinkers, yeah.
But most of them really excellent. And then in the early 1980s, CBS revisited Twilight Zone for two seasons, and it was really good.
That's what Jim said. I don't remember remake.
I've got them all on DVD. I found a box set a couple of years ago that I bought up immediately. The percentage rate on those is about as high as the original ones. There's a couple in there that are just so great, you know, and I don't know why that doesn't get more attention. Most people, when I talk about that show, they go, I don't think they ever redid it. They made a Twilight Zone movie, which I remember.
Which was good.
Right.
One and two, right?
Just one.
Oh, just one?
Yeah, you might be thinking of Creepshow. They did two Creepshows.
Oh, yeah, I am thinking of that. I like the Twilight Zone movie.
Oh, the Twilight Zone movie was great. Now, those were all remakes.
Yes.
Every segment in that movie was a remake of an original episode, but the new version was great. You don't remember. Oh, you never saw it, right? Because the host was, it was a strange choice for host. Although you never saw him, you only heard his voice.
Who? I must have watched that.
Burgess Meredith.
Hey, Rock.
He didn't do much. There was undertones of Penguin. There wasn't a lot of Penguin. But yeah, he was.
Undertones of Penguin.
Yeah, very subtle Penguin. But he was really good. They didn't show him. Maybe that's better. Maybe it's not as good. There was something so cool about, like, in those first Twilight Zones, Rod Serling would just kind of, like, there'd be the scene, and then he would just be in the corner of the scene, just standing there, you know? So, how eerie is that?
I vaguely remember
this. Smoking guy's just standing in the middle of the scene.
So they superimposed him in?
No, he was just, the way it was laid out is he was on the side of the set of that scene, that opening scene, and they'd cut to him. Submitted for your approval. Hey, how'd that guy get in my room? Why is that guy in my room? No smoking in here.
Very good, Rod Serling,
by the way. Thanks.
I got to look that up. I'm sure that's available somewhere.
The original ones or the
80s
versions?
No, the originals.
The 80s versions
are
hard to find now.
Are they?
But I was waiting and waiting and waiting for the box set, and as soon as it came out, I got it, both seasons. Really good stuff.
The original is on Netflix and Hulu. Hulu, says Kassara.
Yes.
Hulu.
Hulu.
But what about the 1980s, was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Check out the 80s version.
I don't know if anyone's running those.
And the old, like, MeTV, it's not MeTV, it's Sci-Fi. Somebody has it on the weekends, it's on all the time.
Yeah. And MeTV runs Night Gallery, like, in the middle of the night.
They do?
I've got all those on DVD, too. I love those.
Well, look at you.
And Rod Serling hated that show. It's the craziest thing, because he wanted it to be more like Twilight Zone, and the network NBC wanted it to be more like occultish, more witchcraft and devils and stuff.
It was pretty good.
I thought it was so good. There's some incredibly eerie episodes of that show.
Well, Kamal Nanjiani,
mm-hmm.
he's in this first
episode.
Oh, does
he play the comedian in it?
Tracy Morgan's in it.
Really?
The best acting of Tracy Morgan ever.
Yeah?
And it's... it's really good.
All right, I'm going to watch it.
And that's free, and that you can find on YouTube. We watched it last night. It's 55 minutes. You would love it.
Now, one of the things the Twilight Zone suffered from the early version, the 60s version, was it started out being a half an hour, and then the network loved it and said, let's make it an hour, and that kind of watered down some of the shows. Does this hold up? It's good in the hour format?
I wanted more.
Did you really? All right, good. All right, I'll watch it for sure.
It was really, really good. And just, you can find it, like I said, look on YouTube, and you can find the first episode for free, and then you're on your own for the CBS All Access.
All right. I'll hook that up. I'm anxious to have it. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get you some news and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave.
My pleasure.
You were talking about Bill. You were talking about... thank you, David. We appreciate it. You have all the 1980...
Twilight Zone episodes, yeah.
They're available on Amazon for... You're like, they're hard to come by. $31, the complete 80s series.
They're hard to come by in a store.
Oh,
you can find them online pretty
what
easily.
What store? The last Blockbuster
that
was open in...
Yeah, I still go to Blockbuster
where
in Alaska.
Was it?
I still go to that one in Alaska.
And also, Night Gallery, the complete series, is only $27.95.
Oh, bargain.
I know. What'd you pay, like $200?
I think I paid close to 100.
Yeah.
Like 89 or something.
And also,
I don't regret it. I know it's better to get it at a lower price, but I've watched all the episodes so many times, I've more than made my money back.
All right. Well, I need to be refreshed of the Night Gallery. The Outer Limits, they have the complete series,
yes.
$67.
Outer Limits is pretty good, too.
Who did that?
Cause
it was,
I don't know who's responsible, but you had at one time, you had the Twilight Zone, Outer Limits, and a show called One Step Beyond.
Oh, I loved that show, too.
Good too.
And I like Tales from the Dark
John
Side.
John Newell was the guy behind that one.
I enjoyed Tales
Sometimes
from the Dark
they
Side,
would
too.
Show. Oh, Tales of the Dark Side came later, but those were really good. Those were excellent.
I miss all those, but Jordan Peele's got it going on.
Somebody said that there are some remakes in the new batch of Twilight Zones. It said the second episode has Adam Scott in their new version of Nightmare at 30,000 Feet.
Yeah, so that's the William Shatner and John Lithgow.
One of my favorite inside jokes in the history of TV, on an episode of 30 Rock. No, not 30 Rock. Third Rock from the Sun,
yes.
I'm sorry. So, as you know, John Lithgow was a regular on the show, but every once in a while, William Shatner would make a guest appearance. And there was one show where they went to pick William Shatner up at the airport, and he gets off the plane, and he looks all disheveled. And John Lithgow goes, is everything all right? He goes, rough flight. He goes, what happened? He goes, there was a gremlin on the wing. And he goes, I know what that's like.
That is perfect.
It's so funny, because you have to know the history of both of those guys playing that role. But boy, is that a funny joke.
That is really,
really
funny.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you to the listener for saying that, because I saw previews with Adam Scott that I never remember his name. I know his face, and I never remember his name. But that is the one where he's on the plane. So
yes. Did you see the story about one of the former Mouseketeers?
Yes.
Dennis Day. This is crazy. They found remains of a human body. Now, as of yesterday, unless it's changed today, they couldn't identify that it was Dennis Day, former Mouseketeer Dennis Day.
However, he had been missing since July. Don't you think that they were his?
Well, the other weird part of the story is they found his car being driven by two strangers who told police that Dennis Day let him borrow the car. But he's been missing for a long time, so I don't know when this would have been retroactive to when... They said, yeah, sure, borrow my car, go ahead. But there's a lot of weirdness in this story. Do you remember him as a Mouseketeer? He was up for 2 years.
Yeah, I just remember seeing him. I don't really remember what he did.
He was one of the older Mouse. Like, you know the way the Mouseketeers would be? You always had a couple of older kids that were like in their mid to late teens, and then it would always go down to Cubby and Karen, who were probably 7 or 8. Remember them, Cubby?
Yes, I remember Cubby.
Karen Pendleton and Cubby O'Brien.
All right, you're weird.
Yeah.
It's weird, Bill, because now they're saying the Daily Mail says mystery is missing Mouseketeer Dennis Day 76 is found dead at...
Oh, they are confirming that it's him in the remains.
At home, 8 months after he vanished. But there's no other places confirming that it was him.
They were all saying remains of a body
right.
that they believed to be his, And evidently,
oh, now they've confirmed it.
Oh, they have confirmed it.
Body found in home of Dennis Day, original Musketeer, missing for months. Police, oh, I'm sorry. Police have not identified the body or released details on how it was found. This according to the Oregonian. They're not Associated Press. This is an Associated Press story. They have not confirmed that it was him. He was reported missing July 15th by his husband, Ernie Caswell, and he suffers from memory loss, and from my understanding, he wasn't doing very well.
Right, right. Yeah. Sad story.
It really is. His car was found.
Why are they having a hard time? Hasn't DNA testing reached a point where they can easily figure out if it's him or not?
Yeah, we found out that terrible...
That kid.
Oh, my God.
Who, by the way, ended up being like 23
years old. How do you mistake that kid is 14?
You know what show that's like is that show The Family from a few years ago. It's almost identical.
Miss. Yes.
It's a great show.
So Day's car was found back in July on an Oregon coast. A missing person report said that Day had uncharacteristically left his dog with a friend on the day he disappeared. But how do you not find... And they had gone to the house when he was reported missing.
Right.
How do you miss a body?
Yeah, that's another peculiar end of the story I can't figure out.
And please, I don't mean to be terribly graphic, but how do you miss the smell of a body?
Boy, that's true. Yeah, after that long?
I know.
Since July?
Well, by then it's mummified or putrefied. I don't know what it is. It's
mousefied. In this case. They'll solve it on Anything Can Happen Day, Wendy. That's the day they're choosing to solve this crime. What were the 5 days? Do you remember? One was Circus Day.
I don't remember.
One was Anything Can Happen Day. I don't remember what the other ones were. That was a show. When that was on when I was really little, when the show was done, I would get so sad. And my mom would explain to me, it'll be on again tomorrow, unless it was Friday, and then I had to wait till Monday. But I would just get so sad. I didn't want the Musketeers to end. I wanted more Mouskafun.
More Mouskafun. He wasn't one of the old ones. He was only 10.
He was...
When he was on the show. 10? Yeah, he was...
I remember him being taller than most of the Musketeers.
He was an original member of Disney's The Mickey Mouse Club. Dennis Day pictured here at 10 years old. Well, there's
kind of a buzzy brown haircut.
Yeah, well, maybe this is just a picture of him wearing ears from when he was 10. But he was only 10.
That kid was 10?
Yeah.
Look at that picture of him. He looks older than I look.
That's not tough.
That can't be him when he was 10. That had to be
later
on.
That's what it says.
Really?
He pictured here at 10 years old. This according to the Seattle...
How old is that? Like, if you saw that kid somewhere, how old would you say he was? He looks like he's 15 or 16 to me.
He could look 10 to me.
Yeah?
Depends what his body's like.
That's dirty, Wendy.
No,
That's dirty.
I mean, like height and, you know, he looks like he could be.
That's dirty. Don't say that. That's bad for everyone. Oh, boy.
What are your thoughts on this, Mickey?
You killed him.
I killed him?
I think you killed him. Where was your alibi? Where were you on Friday?
I wasn't at work, was I?
No, you were not.
So Bill cannot help me
Case
out on
dismissed.
This one.
Case dismissed. You're going to the Hooskow.
Oh my God.
I used to love how beautiful Annette Funicello was.
Mm-hmm.
So I was seeing it at the same time you were seeing it. I wasn't seeing the original episodes because I think when did the Musketeer Club first start? Would it have been around 1960 or something?
I don't know, but that's what I got confused with between the Mickey Mouse Club and Sha Na Na when we were talking to Jocko.
Yeah.
I got confused.
You didn't know which was which?
No, but I got confused about the reruns. Like, we watched the original airing of Sha Na Na.
Yeah.
I thought I watched the original airings of the Mickey Mouse Club,
no.
But I didn't.
No, no, no.
I don't know why I got those two shows mixed up.
I think the Musketeer Club came on right around 1960. And I was seeing it about 1966.
Yeah.
Right?
Because
they were running it in the
age,
afternoons,
yeah.
So you were watching it at the same
black
time.
Black and white?
Yeah, the black and white. Yeah, they were
I didn't know that
white.
I loved it. I watched
oh,
it.
Oh, man, I loved it so much. And I don't
you
know.
You love Mickey, though. I'm not a big fan of Mickey.
Oh no.
Plus, he accuses me of things I haven't done. Why would I like him?
Oh, that's true. That's very, very true. But it was only on for half an hour, and it just made me so happy all the time. I mean, I was already happy, but when the Musketeer Club came on, I could not be bothered. You know,
who would bother you at your house? Your mom giving you different candy? That would be the only bother you would get.
That's what we had for lunch. We had candy for lunch. My mom would go, do you want York peppermint patties for lunch or Reese's peanut butter cups for lunch? I'll do both. Mix them up. I'll have both. No, it's the same way I am now with The View, Wendy. When it's on, I'm in a zone. I have to just watch it. I cannot be bothered.
And your family members know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. They've all agreed. Just let them watch it. It's going to be over soon. Just let them watch it. It's going to be fine.
Well, yeah, it is a very weird story, and I thought of you. I was going to text it to you, but then I figured you'd hear this news over the weekend because you scour the internet.
I get the Mouska newsletter that tells us what's going on in the
world. Mouska news.
Yeah. It sounds almost...
Bohemian.
It does, doesn't it?
Like babushka.
It does.
Mouska.
It does. I didn't like... Sometimes I would be upset because there'd be a segment... Like, I wasn't thrilled with The Adventures of Spin and Marty.
I liked them.
Did you like them?
Yeah.
It moved too slow for me. I wanted more action.
That's
and more Annette Funicello. I want more Annette Funicello.
Well, that was the difference. I thought she was beautiful, too.
She
I liked her
so
in a different
pretty.
Way. But I do remember just, like, being amazed at how...
So pretty.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, her face was sculpted perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah.
She still was very pretty, too.
Yeah.
We lost her a few years ago, right? A
couple years ago. She did, of course, The Mouseketeers. She did the Beach Party movies.
Yes.
And a big proponent of peanut butter.
Oh, Skippy, that's right.
Yes.
Choosy Jif.
Yeah.
No, she was Skippy. Damn Skippy, she was Skippy. She died in 2013.
You'd think she'd be with Peter Pan, peanut butter, with her affiliation at Disney, but no. She was either Skippy or Jif, or Spiff, the combination. She invented her own peanut butter called Spiff. I remember that for sure.
My mother-in-law's name is named Annette, and I wonder if...
Oh, they'd be about the same age, though, wouldn't they? She wasn't named for her, was she?
I don't know. How much would she be?
How much would she be?
She was
Annette
Skippy.
Would be...
Skippy Peanut Butter, 1984. Her.
Why do I keep wanting to throw her in with Jif for some reason? Because of the Choosy Mothers line?
Yeah. Here, let me see if I could get this going.
Want some candy?
No more sweets for you, Billy.
That's
not her. I'm trying to cut back on the sugary eats.
Aren't we all?
Well, for less sugar, switch from your peanut butter to nutritious Skippy.
That's
Are
her.
You telling me that Skippy has less sugar than my brand?
Yes. Only creamy Skippy has half the added sugar.
Is she acting?
She's acting a little.
Yes.
Now, the theory is that Walt Disney knew that she was attractive, and they wanted to get older people to watch The Mouseketeers too. So that's why you had your Annette Funicello on there, because she was appealing to the older kids.
And to girls. I just thought she was beautiful.
Yeah.
And realized, you know, I will never look like that because I don't have dark hair and dark eyes and beautiful features.
Yeah.
So really, my life was shot when I watched
that. Annette Funicello. Thanks to Annette. There was a kid on there who was Mickey Rooney's son, and he was only on, I think, one episode because they said he was a rabble-rouser. He was bad for business. Disney didn't want any of that. Tim Rooney. He was only on for, like, one episode.
I'm not a big Mickey Rooney fan.
Wendy.
I know.
Do you remember when we interviewed him?
Yes.
He got mad?
Yes. He
got mad because we said hello.
I know.
What do you mean, hello? I'm Mickey Rooney. I don't have time for you. We interviewed him twice, and it was bad the first time, and then we go, well, it must have been a fluke, and then he was on a second time, and it was worse.
He was really only good with Johnny B, and Johnny had fun with him, but he would get cranky, but then Johnny would not let him get cranky.
Why was he in such a bad mood all the time? He was Mickey Rooney.
But he was this little guy.
Yeah, but...
Not talented.
That's all right.
I was not a fan.
You don't think Mickey Rooney was talented?
Not really.
Oh, I thought he was so talented. Did you ever see a movie called The Human Comedy?
No.
It's a William Saroyan novel that they turned into a movie. It's him and Van Johnson and Frank Morgan from The Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good in it. He was good in those Andy Hardy movies... You just winced. You don't like the Andy Hardy movies?
No, it's something against the Mickeys. I don't like Mickey Rooney or Mickey Mouse.
What about Mickey Rourke?
I used to love him.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I don't know. He looks like a cartoon lion. He looks like the Hubert lion now.
He's in Beauty and the Beast, so they don't have to buy makeup.
He ruined himself. He was it Boogie in Diner?
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny you say that because he was on some movie. Did you ever see the movie where he's, what's it called, The Wrestler or The Fighter or something like that?
Oh, I didn't see it, but I should see that. I think it's The Wrestler.
All right, so that movie comes on HBO one night, and my daughters are watching a little bit of it. And then I explain to them, I go, that guy used to be one of the handsomest guys in Hollywood. And they're laughing hysterically. I go, no, really? And I pull out the DVD of Diner, and I show him. And my daughters look at him, and they look at the TV, and they look back, and they go, that's not the same guy.
I know, it doesn't even look
like him. It is the
like
same
him.
Guy.
And the weird thing is... I loved that movie, Diner. It's still one of my favorite movies.
It's the best.
I love the quiz before getting married.
Right, right.
The baseball and then records mean so much. It's a great movie. And Mickey Rourke was sexy and...
No question.
But, I mean, if you really kind of picked him apart, his skin wasn't that perfect.
Right.
His hair looked a little greasy, but
he was a bad boy.
But that's what kind of won him over. But he was very sexy.
Yeah.
And now,
then what happened?
I don't know, but it doesn't.
Somebody injected him with marshmallow.
I'm not even laughing because that's what it looks like.
That's what happened.
And I had Botox, and I think it grew back or stopped working or whatever it is. It stops working in 6 months. Where I don't know if I still have wrinkles.
Mm-hmm.
I can move my head, but I might do that again. But don't let me do anything more. Because same with Joan Rivers, and now Melissa Rivers looks just like her mom.
Does she? I haven't seen her recently.
She just looks completely different. Who else? We were looking somebody up. Was it Meg Ryan?
Yeah, Meg, you don't even know it's her.
And I just wonder, if you look in the mirror, do you, keep going like do you become obsessed with it where it's like, oh, you know what? My jowls are sagging a little. I got to get this done. And you become so self-conscious that you are blinded by what you're doing to yourself.
There's got
to
be that.
That has to be what happens.
Yeah, I know.
Because these people don't even look like them. The whole point of plastic surgery is to enhance your looks. And even Julie Bowen from Modern Family looks completely different.
I know.
I was watching all the reruns, and then I saw an episode, I guess, right when it happened.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Can I tell you two that are really good?
Yes. And
there's two women I can tell you who have had it done, who have had facial work done, and it looks good on them. Because for the most part, you go, wow, there's no more emotion in these people's faces. They always look shocked and surprised. All right, here's the two that look good. Jaclyn Smith. Have you seen her?
Yeah, I guess. She looks like herself.
Yes.
That's where I think.
And the other one is Cela Ward. Do you know who she is?
Yeah, but she had, how do you know she had surgery?
I have people in the business who told me.
And I don't care if people get surgery. I mean, unfortunately, that's how they make a living. People are looking at them all the time. I get it.
You know, Felicity Huffman actually
looks completely. That's who it was
recently.
That's who it was, though.
Felicity Huffman looks great,
but doesn't look like her.
Doesn't look like her.
That's who we were looking at because there was a picture in the studio, and I was like, "That's Felicity Huffman." Beautiful.
I think her daughter must have paid to get her in, don't you think?
They return the favor. Jaclyn Smith looks great.
Jaclyn Smith looks fantastic.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
I did that on purpose, Wendy, because I wrote a song about it. I would like to share with you.
She looks really pretty, and again, it's fine. I don't care if people get plastic surgery. They don't even have to tell us. I don't care.
Look up Cela Ward, because she's in her mid-60s, and she looks like she's 35 or 40.
Okay, but mid-60s is not old enough.
No. I'm just saying, because of her actual age, she looks like she's dropped 25 years. She's always been really, really pretty. She can't help that. I mean, that's just the curse some people have. But now, I just saw her. She's on some show. Oh, you know what she's on now? The remake of the FBI.
She looks beautiful.
She looks fantastic.
And you can recognize her.
Yeah, it looks like her.
Felicity Huffman, I swear to you, I'm like, she almost looked like Jennifer Aniston. She looked like a completely different
You're
person.
Right.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
But not like, Remember when Jennifer Grey got her nose job in her construction?
I liked her old nose.
But that's what everybody said. She was one of the first in the business to get that done, because you'd look at pictures and it's like, okay, you look beautiful, but you don't look like yourself.
Right.
Don't you want to look like yourself?
I know. It's very upsetting. And I told you, they keep parading all these people who are having, they're paying exorbitant amounts of money to look like Meghan Markle, and then they look nothing like her at all. And everyone's too polite. Nobody says it. It's crazy. If I spent more than $20 to look like somebody, I'd want to look like them. And everybody goes, yeah, it's amazing. Do you look like Meghan Markle? No. Not even a little bit.
Yeah, I looked at those pictures.
Not even a little bit. Well, there was that one special that chronicled the two women, and I watched the whole hour. And it was very entertaining because the people close to them had to lie and go, I thought I was talking to Meghan Markle. Except that she doesn't look at all like Meghan Markle. Other than that, yeah. But now there's more women. It's become a thing now to look like her, but you don't.
6'3" in a different way, Carrot Top doesn't look like his old self. That may be better.
It might be.
But he looks like a redheaded cat. He looks like a cat clown.
I know. He should be, you know, they're making a movie version of Cats. They should just give him the part. They should just say, yeah, come on down. You got the part. We start filming on Wednesday.
All right. I hate to be so catty, no pun intended.
Oh.
No, I mean, I'm just saying plastic surgery is totally fine. I'm not against
it.
I'm just curious, I guess, why you wouldn't want to, if you're a beautiful person to begin with, why would you wouldn't want to continue looking like yourself?
Right.
We have to take a break because there is baseball action going on at 7:20. So I don't know who is in for John Williams. Is it another John?
I don't know.
No one's here to help.
I'm not sure.
I think John Hansen, maybe I saw. Did you see him earlier?
No.
Maybe it's not him. All right. We'll figure out who's in for John Williams. We'll take a break. And you're listening to us on the stream. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder.
Can I read you a text very quickly?
Yes, very quickly.
How old is this episode? Bill and Wendy are speaking about Joan and Melissa Rivers in present tense. This show is being done today, May 5th, 2013.
Hold the newspaper up to show people.
Here, this proves it.